Imagine a classroom where every student receives personalized instruction perfectly tailored to their needs, learning at their optimal pace with exactly the right content. This educational ideal, one-on-one tutoring, dramatically outperforms traditional instruction but remains prohibitively expensive at scale. Enter blended learning, the practical solution that combines online learning, where students control time, place, path, and pace, with supervised brick-and-mortar experiences to create an integrated learning journey. This isn't simply adding technology to classrooms. It's a fundamental shift enabling what was previously impossible, personalization at scale. The traditional factory model of education is giving way to competency-based approaches, where students must demonstrate understanding before advancing, embedding perseverance and grit into the learning process. Just as technology has enabled mass customization in other sectors, online learning allows students to fast-forward through mastered concepts, pause to digest information, or review difficult material, freeing teachers to become learning designers, mentors, and facilitators who can reach each student in previously impossible ways. Blended learning comes in four primary flavors. Rotation models have students cycle between learning modalities on fixed schedules, moving between classroom stations, visiting computer labs, flipping homework and lecture components, or following individualized schedules. Flex models use online learning as the backbone, with teachers providing support as needed. A la carte allows students to take fully online courses alongside traditional ones, expanding options beyond local staffing. Enriched virtual combines required face-to-face sessions with remote online work, balancing flexibility with accountability. Implementation strategy depends on whether models are hybrid, enhancing traditional classrooms, or disruptive, fundamentally reorganizing learning. Hybrid models, like station rotation, work best for core academics, showing results within 1 year. Disruptive models excel in areas of non-consumption, where alternatives don't exist, typically requiring 2 to 3 years to implement. A simple test. If you can't figure out where the front of the classroom is, it's probably a disruptive model. Successful blended learning begins with clearly defined problems rather than technology wish lists. Without this focus, investments often become underutilized with minimal impact. Consider both mainstream classroom challenges, differentiation, timely feedback, supporting diverse learners, and areas where learning experiences aren't currently available, advanced courses with low enrollment, specialized electives. Once problems are identified, SMART goals provide clear targets: specific, measurable, assignable, realistic, and time-related. Rather than improve math scores, a SMART goal might state, increase 8th grade algebra proficiency from 65% to 80% by May 2024 through personalized learning software and small group instruction, transforming vague aspirations into actionable plans. The success of blended learning initiatives depends on assembling the right team structure for your specific goals. Four team types serve different purposes: functional teams for single department improvements, lightweight teams for predictable cross-department projects, heavyweight teams for complex redesigns requiring new department interactions, and autonomous teams for disruptive innovations needing freedom from existing constraints. Select team members who bring valuable expertise, can advance initiatives, have implementation experience, or whose buy-in is critical. Teams should include 3 to 10 members to balance perspective diversity with decision-making efficiency. Heavyweight or autonomous teams need senior leadership oversight, while project leaders should dedicate at least 50% of their time to maintain momentum. Choose your team structure based on your desired level of change rather than defaulting to either complete teacher autonomy or district-wide mandates. Subject-specific improvements often work with functional teams, cross-curricular redesigns may need heavyweight teams, and radical new school models require autonomous teams free from existing constraints. Designing blended learning must begin with the student perspective before considering staffing, devices, or facilities. Students are motivated when schools create experiences aligned with their priorities. The jobs to be done theory reveals two core student needs: feeling successful, experiencing progress rather than failure, and having fun with friends, positive social connections. Factory model schools often fail at meeting these needs, causing students to disengage, not because they lack motivation, but because they seek success and connection elsewhere when school makes them feel like failures. When designing blended learning experiences, adopt a blue sky mentality instead of focusing on current constraints. Map student experiences by creating a day in the life story addressing diverse needs. Consider both high-achieving students needing acceleration and struggling students requiring targeted support, ensuring all benefit from personalized learning paths, mentoring relationships, and opportunities for social engagement and leadership. In blended learning, teachers remain essential, but their role shifts from delivering uniform lessons to engaging individually with students. The most effective blended environments feature enthusiastic teachers who implement competency-based learning and provide the mentoring many students need. With online systems handling content delivery, teachers can focus on developing higher-order skills, offering personalized guidance, and building relationships. This addresses traditional teaching's lack of essential motivators like recognition, advancement, and growth. Blended learning transforms teaching by extending great teachers' reach, assigning specialized responsibilities, enabling team teaching, awarding micro-credentials, and empowering blended learning teams. These approaches amplify key motivators that traditional environments rarely provide. Schools can create advancement paths, learning guide, learning planner, and learning expert, allowing teachers to progress while staying in the classroom. Culture is essential for successful blended learning implementation. It's a way of working together toward common goals that becomes automatic through repeated success. Leaders can build strong cultures by identifying recurring problems, assigning dedicated teams to solve them, encouraging persistence through failure, building team expertise, documenting culture through stories, and reinforcing desired culture through decisions. Schools should focus on 3-4 high-priority recurring problems rather than designing every aspect of culture upfront. For example, one school concentrated on building family buy-in through parent commitments and regular communication, developing student ownership through personalized goal setting, and supporting teacher mastery through peer observation and collaborative planning. Successful blended classrooms establish clear routines that signal transitions between instruction types, use goal trackers for students to monitor progress, feature growth mindset literature, and create systems for peer recognition. These solutions emerge from addressing recurring challenges, creating environments where students understand expectations, take ownership, and support each other. Culture change requires patience. Expect 12 to 18 months before new practices become truly embedded. Leaders must model desired behaviors, celebrate small wins, and continuously reinforce cultural expectations through their actions. Blended learning transforms education through thoughtful integration of technology with traditional instruction. Successful implementation requires starting with clear problems, designing student-centered experiences, reimagining teacher roles, creating appropriate environments, and building supportive culture, moving beyond superficial technology adoption to meaningful educational transformation. Education's future lies not in technology itself, but in how we use it to enable personalization and competency-based learning at scale. Adaptive platforms provide real-time feedback and customized pathways while teachers use data to identify struggling students. Learning management systems track individual mastery, allowing students to advance when ready rather than following arbitrary timelines. Remember that the goal isn't implementing technology, it's creating learning experiences that motivate students, elevate teaching, and improve outcomes. Success includes not just academic achievement, but also engagement, self-directed learning skills, and career preparation. With careful planning and willingness to iterate, you can design environments that prepare students for future success through personalized, technology-enhanced experiences that maintain education's crucial human element.